This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. The NFL season has arrived. Tonight in Philadelphia, the Super Bowl champion Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys. And then Sunday at 1 in New Jersey, Steelers, Jets. A lot of drama, a lot of excitement and anticipation. And every Thursday at this time, we check in with Hall of Fame broadcaster Bill Hillgrove. You can see Bill on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Bill, good morning. I know you're excited about the new season.
Yeah, I think so. And I told my wife, do you have anything to say before football starts? No, that's not true. But yeah, it's here. And I think, you know, the way the baseball season has gone, it's a little bit better right now for the Buccos. But I think a lot of people are ready for football.
Well, just a quick baseball note. Bob Pompeiani posted this. Surprisingly, Bill, obviously they're playing the Dodgers. They shut them out. They lead MLB with 17 shutouts, even though they're a last place team. Yet, since July 1st, the Pirates are 500 at 27-27. The Dodgers at 25-29. So they're making a little progress, which bodes well, hopefully, for Don Kelly and maybe they find a way to overcome their challenges for the future. But some surprising stats in there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I believe that in that division, all you have to do is play 500 ball, and you're in the race until September. And unfortunately, they fell into a deep hole early, and, you know, it's tough to get out of it. But I think they've done a good job of adjusting to what they have. And we'll just see what the future brings. You know, the pitching is absolutely astounding. 17 shutouts. Wow, that's incredible.
It is.
We won't see Ohtani. You know, he's got an illness he's dealing with. But we see Blake Snell this evening. And, you know, he's one of the better pitchers in the league.
Yeah, Paul Skeens on the mound to try to sweep the Dodgers tonight. All right, Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast Footballin' says this about the Steelers' new season.
This team is built to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They built this team to make a run right now. And so, could it happen? Absolutely. There's some other really good teams out there, though. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even touch, like, the you know, what are the Chiefs going to look like? What are the Bills going to look like? It's just early right now, but I definitely think we get in the postseason. I think this is the year we get our first postseason win in a long time. I think so.
That's the headline, man.
Ben Roethlisberger. So, all right, partner, what do you see? Lots of changes on the roster for the Steelers. Most and foremost, their quarterback heading into the season. What do you anticipate?
Well, you know, I like what I see from Rodgers. You know, he's been in great shape. And he talks to the younger players and coaches them up and hollers at people that need to be hollered at. And I like that. That's leadership. And, you know, I think I kind of agree with Ben. I think they're improved. Whether it's good enough to advance a distance in the playoffs remains to be seen. But, you know, let's just get there first. And, of course, the easiest step to get there is to win a division. And I know they're rated behind Baltimore, rated behind the Bengals. But something tells me that Mike Tomlin and company will be better than people think.
How about the drama to open in New York with the Jets? Obviously, Aaron's previous team. It didn't end well there. A lot of, I'm sure, mixed emotions. And then you've got Justin Fields, who was just with the Steelers last year, as the starting quarterback for the Jets. That's NFL drama.
It is. But I think Rodgers is capable of handling that, being a veteran quarterback. If he were younger, I'd be a little concerned about that situation where he would kind of like overextend himself trying to prove something. I don't think he'll do that. I think he's too much of a veteran to allow that to happen. It's going to be fun. The Steelers are a slight favorite, so they'll have to, you know, play pretty well on both sides of the ball to beat the Jets. But, you know, I like their chances.
Coach Tomlin said this about the season, and Bill, you've heard Coach Tomlin as much as anybody over the years. Listen to how he weaves the story of heading into game one.
None of us have seen our guys in stadium, and so I just think that that's something that we all manage this time of year. That's just the realities of this business. I think there's some speculation and some not knowing this time of year. You can hide under your desk or you can be confident. I choose to base my posture on what I've seen from a prep standpoint, and I've been really comfortable with what I've seen.
Bill, you've never been one to hide under your desk. I know that.
Only when the nun had a ruler and was coming after me. That was the only time I would hide under the desk. I agree with Mike. I think you got to face it. You know, that league is unforgiving if you kind of shudder in any manner. And so, you know, you got to respect the Jets. They're an improved club. But we'll see. But I kind of like the Steelers Sunday.
All right, let's switch gears. College football kicked off last weekend. Not a surprise that Pitt won over Duquesne, but it got to be a runaway in the second half. What are the takeaways from what you saw at Acrisure?
They were ready to take care of business. That was most pleasing. And I know some people were kind of concerned that Holstein and the offense got a slow start. You know, that's going to happen, especially when you're quick started by a punt return on the first exchange of footballs in the game. And Desmond Reed continues to be electric. His explosion is absolutely unbelievable. But I like what I saw. And, Larry, I like the fact that, you know, when Duquesne would snap the ball, it just seemed every play there was a Pitt player in the backfield. That's going to have to be the case this week because and that they can't go upfield too quickly because the Chippewas of Central Michigan love to run the football, 236 yards a game. You know, that's a big amount, even though, you just wonder about the opposition in San Jose State. But they were a double-digit underdog, and they went out there and won. So the Panthers have to be ready.
And that said, it looks like at Central Michigan, and then the backyard brawl on the road the following weekend. So you hope to have two in your pocket. It's going to be a big couple of weeks for college football. Bill, I enjoy our conversations every week and look forward to seeing you at Acrisure on Saturday.
I'll see you there, Larry. Always a pleasure, and thank you for allowing me the platform.
You got it, partner. Our own Tamira Rush in studio.
I am here.
From our newsroom.
I'm here, yeah.
It's raining now. It hasn't rained for a while. Remember that?
I know, I suppose it rained all week, like except for...
No, not too much. Just a couple of waves.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
What?
I'm not going to argue with you, former weatherman.
Yeah. Well, we had a margin of error that was pretty...
I'll go ahead. Get down.
Yeah. What's trending, T?
Sheen. Have you ever heard of Sheen? It's like a Temu.
I've heard of Temu, but up until today, I didn't hear Sheen. Sheen is a Chinese-based company that sells cheap stuff.
Yes, very cheap. And lots of people use it. I've used it. My daughter have used it for those. I mean, you could get a variety.
Aaron warned me that women use this more than men.
Yes, that she would be correct with that statement. But I mean, I cannot believe what took place. I am. They have Luigi Mangione,
who is
on their cover. Yes,
a murderer.
Mangione is facing the death penalty in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Right.
And they said on Wednesday, said yesterday, that they were conducting an investigation after a product on its website featured what appeared to be an edited image of Luigi Mangione. This is incredible.
So somebody in their company obviously didn't know who he was, and it got posted.
But this is wild. I'm guessing they're circulating.
Well, there are people.
His photograph.
There are some women that want to marry the guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they want to support. I mean, I don't get that.
I mean.
The man.
Who's responsible for.
Allegedly executed a man in cold blood in front of a hotel in New York.
Correct. In Manhattan. Correct.
So this is unbelievable. Obviously, Sheen took it down.
Of course. But who's responsible for this? I mean, you just don't go and say, hey, give me a picture of a handsome guy there.
International company. Who knows?
All right, well,
now, what do you do about it?
But so they don't have any connections with anyone in the United States?
Then buy from Temu now instead.
Oh, can you imagine what Temu's going to come back with? the Temu-Sheen war.
These are the two. These are like the, well, how would you describe? They sell a lot of cheap stuff.
They're like they're powerhouses when it comes to fashion. Yeah,
they work off of volume.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell.
Sheen is considered a fashion giant. I mean, the clothes are cheap. And, I mean, you wear them one time, you throw them. This is not Sheen. I purchase that when I'm normally going out of the country on a trip or something. Nice little flip-flop shoes and a little tank top here and there. But. Yeah, this is interesting. Anyway, moving on. Our president is back going at it with Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie's back.
Yeah, she's back. On Wednesday, he said he's giving serious thought to stripping her of her U.S. citizenship.
She's living in Ireland.
That is correct. He previously mentioned he was giving serious thought because, in his opinion, she's incapable of being a U.S. citizen.
Okay.
So,
because she disagrees with him.
Yeah, that's what we're spending our time on, I see. Oh, God. Come on. Moving on.
What else is trending?
The Powerball is trending again. I'm so excited. I'm so excited nobody won.
$1.7 billion.
That gives us another chance.
$770 million if you take the cash payout.
I heard your story driving in.
About the man in Johnstown that won $33 million bucks. He said he was 54 years old, suffering from COPD, so he was disabled from work. Said, this is a blessing. I'm going to take care of my family and just live a nice, quiet life. We went back a year later. People had, once they found out he won, lined up in front of his house. Were asking for money. People in wheelchairs, crutches, and he had to hire security. Then he went a little crazy. He said he wasn't going to. He bought 15 exotic cars and built a garage to keep them in.
I thought he said he was. Right?
He couldn't go anywhere. People were mad at him because they wanted money and he wouldn't give everybody money.
So I have a question.
So then he had to move to a city in the South and change his name.
Wow. So in the state of Pennsylvania, do you have to say that you won? Make it public that
yes.
you won?
Oh, I believe wow. that is the case. They're going to publish your name, and then they're coming.
They're coming.
They're coming. So
I'll be gone.
Maybe
I'll be gone.
You could change your name. If that happens, I'm going to change my name to Ka-Ching.
I'm not changing anything. Just going.
I got one for you.
Okay, what you got?
Since the engagement of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. On his podcast with his brother, this is the first time he has spoken publicly, Travis Kelce, about his sweetheart.
And I appreciate everybody that reached out and sent something and all the posts and all the excitement that's been going on. It's been really fun telling everybody who I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with.
There.
No.
I know how
that's all he had to say about Taylor Swift. That tells you a lot about their relationship. Oh, but thank you for the people to call. Thanks. Oh,
did you
all the
hear
texts and
Aaron's parents' love story?
That is unbelievable. It almost would make you cry. I was listening, it would make you want to cry.
Aaron is the oldest child. Her mom and dad have been divorced for 15 years.
Yes.
And she found out that they've decided to get married.
Remarried.
They got engaged.
That's nice.
And she's helping pick the ring and plan the wedding.
Oh, okay.
The one thing troubling about all this is she's been shopping on Shein.
Oh, God.
Right, Aaron?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Love that one site. Part missing to the puzzle, Aaron. Aaron's married, her sister's married, her mom's remarrying, and now you have a brother. Is that
I have
correct?
A brother.
Okay, let's go.
I really am intrigued to see who he ends up with.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Trending with T. Oh, look who's here, Rick Seebeck.
Oh, you just threw me off for Rick Seebeck.
Oh, man.
That's why you were pushing me out the door.
No, we got to get to Ellen.
Oh, okay.
That's Ellen's problem. And our big local story for entertainment is Rick Seebeck's in studio. Good to see you, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
I see you, but I haven't seen you in person for some time. How are you doing?
I think I'm doing all right. How about you?
Good. So you got this new show.
New show. This is episode 3 of Lucky to Live in Pittsburgh.
Lucky to Live in Pittsburgh is the title.
Right.
And of course, you feel that way genuinely.
I think I do, yes. Yeah, no, and it's fun to ask people if they feel it. And what about you? You feel lucky to live in Pittsburgh?
I do, and I'll tell you why. For so many different reasons, I just think, and now we're kind of on the move economically. There's a lot of things happening, and it feels like that. Yet, we don't like change generally as Pittsburghers. So when you've done some of your great documentaries of things that aren't there anymore and all of those the great interest is that we take a certain pride in being Pittsburgh. We're still a little homogenous, you know, our neighborhoods. There aren't a lot of people. Like, you go to Florida, everybody's from somewhere else. We're still here.
Right, no. Actually, I remember when I came to WQED in 1987, they had just done some audience research, and they found that Pittsburgh had the highest percentage of native-born residents. You know, people that are born here tend to like it. But I also say, it's got such a wonderful history, you know, that as the 19th century became the 20th century, we were a world capital. The richest men in the world lived here. You know, it was just, we were a center. We were the sixth largest city in America. When Pittsburgh absorbed the city of Allegheny, the north side,
right,
we became the sixth largest city in America. So that made H.J. Hines happy and all that. So there's, you know, a lot about the city that is just perpetually interesting and, I think, surprising.
and you've been hanging at the Bottle Rocket Social Hall, I see, for a while now.
Right. They've been very, very nice to me. Chris Copen and Gracie Dickinson sort of keep that place humming. And, I mean, they've been booming in the last several months because they became connected to Upright Citizens Brigade, which is one of the big national comedy companies, and founded partially by Amy Poehler. And so they're really soaring right now.
Yeah, and they're in, for those that don't know, Allentown, top of the hill.
I say above the Liberty Tubes, you know, up there. Yeah, it's and part not, of Mount Washington. But
not too far from A La Familia, the restaurant.
No, not too far at all. About. Like just two or three blocks from A La Familia, yes.
So, Lucky to Live in Pittsburgh, episode 3 tonight at 8 on WQED. Give us a little teaser of what we're going to see.
Well, I mean, we start with the Serbian Chicken Blast in Weirton. You said you've been there once.
I was there once. First got to KDK TV. They sent me there. I didn't know what to expect. And it was an absolute blast, especially if you love chicken.
It is just really incredibly good chicken. They say, you know, the secret is they just use salt and pepper. And they slow cook it over an open fire. And for 50 years, they've been doing between 400. And they said during the big times when Weirton Steel was still open, they would do 700 to 800 chickens. They now do about 400 to 500 chickens every Wednesday in the summertime.
That's still a lot of chickens.
It's a ton of chickens. It's really beautiful. And they taste so good. It's slow cooked. And they do it, you know, on these poles. And the chickens that are on the top pole drip on the ones below. And, you know, it just makes for an incredibly delicious chicken.
And the people, one of the things I really love about Pittsburgh is the ethnic heritage that people want to maintain and share with the other ethnic heritage people.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this whole thing, all this chicken stuff is for the church, a Holy Resurrection Serbian Eastern Orthodox Church in Steubenville, which is just across the river, Weirton Steubenville. And all the guys that put this stuff together are volunteers. They come there at like 5 in the morning to get the chickens on, so they have to cook 3 to 4 hours. But they work essentially at least until lunchtime, but they can stay. And, you know, in the evening, there's a big party to eat the chickens. And but those men that come at 5 in the morning, their pay is a chicken. They're volunteers for the church.
Well, there's what's the old saying about, you know, the stomach, you know, take care of the, well, take care of the hunger.
Exactly.
All right. Speaking of which, in Hazelwood, now we know people get very excited about the Lenten season.
Oh,
the every church fire hall has a fish fry.
It's an amazing Pittsburgh thing. And I think people that, you know, grow up here assume it happens everywhere. And there is a fish fry tradition, I think, in the Midwest, like in Wisconsin and things like that, that is, I think, more lake fish than we get. But in Pittsburgh, it's something that I think that everybody looks forward to. And you know that leading up to Easter, during Lent, you want to find a fish fry on Fridays. And they're incredible. And this is one of the very best community kitchen Pittsburgh. You know, they're open year round and they do other events. You can go there for all kinds of special events. They have a butcher case too, where you can get some really wonderful meats. But they're a school training ground for people that need help as well. And it makes just for a wonderful atmosphere. And, you know, the whole gist of it is good. And the food is excellent.
One of the stories you'll see tonight, Lucky to Live in Pittsburgh. Also, we mentioned the Bottle Rocket Social Hall. You've been there doing podcasts for a while.
Well, not podcasts, but they have me and they've...
Live shows.
Live show. Well, no, they show my programs, my older programs. Since they opened 3 years and some ago, they... Every year they've shown Kennywood Memories, and then I go up on stage afterwards. We do a Q&A, but they also have shown hot dogs because they sell hot dogs there, and they've put my hot dog program up. But also at Christmas time, they have Happy Holidays in Pittsburgh, and my friend Kathy Niederberger brings eggnog for everybody, and it's just a wonderful place. It's a neighborhood bar and venue And they have all kinds of shows. Now they have, you know, comedy shows through this Upright Citizens Brigade partnership. But it's unpredictable. And every month there's so much going on there that's really fun. And tonight they're going to do a simultaneous premiere of this show, which includes them. But I hesitate to mention it because it's sold out. So tonight at Bottle Rocket at 8 o'clock when the show airs.
You'll be simulcast in the Bottle Rocket and on WQED TV.
Exactly. So it should be fun. And Frank Colliero, who's my cameraman and partner in crime, he's going to be there too. And, you know, it just should be fun.
I'm curious when people see you and they recognize you around town and they say, what's the number one thing people say to you? When they, oh, Rick.
It's been really interesting lately. I have been thrilled at the variety of shows that are mentioned. Just the other day, somebody said, I watch Sandwiches That You Will Like all the time. That's not one that I hear a lot. I was at a party out in Kennedy Township, and a guy said, you know, you did that show about the history of Route 88, and that was my life. I lived everywhere along Route 88. The thing that is most mentioned is Kennywood Memories. I think, you know.
You have time to stick around a little bit? I want to ask you, I won't keep you long, but I want to ask you one question, and that is, what's your favorite? Don't answer yet.
All right.
Think about it. Rick Seeback, tonight, Lucky to Live in Pittsburgh, Episode 3 on WQED, and after that, on their Passport. Yeah, what's that? That's
the streaming service, yes, through PBS, and if you're a PBS, you know, WQED member, you get Passport, and you
which
know,
is like $5.
It's $5 a month. Yeah, I mean, that's your, but if you're a member,
that's a coffee at Starbucks. Come on.
Yes.
From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Ellen, I'm sure you're familiar with Rick's work.
Absolutely. This is exciting to hear.
It is.
Very cool. Always good stuff. Always good stories being told, for
behind
sure.
Behind the scenes of traffic with
oh, golly, that would be a... I don't know that anyone would want to watch that. All right, let's talk about what we have in front of you. Boy, you're seeing a whole lot of brake lights today, folks. The Parkway East inbound is one of those spots. It's just solid through the Wilkinsburg Interchange. Parkway West, same kind of stuff, except you're stacking at the top of Green Tree Hill ahead of those Fort Pitt tunnels. Outbound a little bit slow up over the top of the hill. Things ease up for you and get moving again, and then you find a little slow traffic through that 79 interchange. The showers that have moved through the area and the spritzing that might still be happening where you are certainly slowing the go a little bit. 28 southbound heavy through the Aetna Bypass, and then heavy again from Millvale down past the 31st Street Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Rain, remember that? We actually are getting some, and cool high of 68, some showers and even thunderstorms mixed in. It's not going to be an all-day kind of rain. There'll be some waves into tonight. 55 the low, 81 tomorrow with some sun, then Saturday mid-60s. Can't rule out a morning shower. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 68. It's 63 degrees. Rick Seeback, before you go to your next venture, lucky to live in Pittsburgh tonight at 8 WQED. But what's your favorite documentary that you have produced?
It's a really hard question because I say they're my children. But I will say that I know that I have special affection for a hot dog program,
which was like hot dogs,
a national program. I say in general, I love the Pittsburgh shows the best because nobody can love a national show the way Pittsburghers love a Pittsburgh show. But a hot dog program was the first time at QED where they let me ask for my crew. In other words, I'd always been assigned a crew, but then that was the first time they said, who do you want to be on your crew?
Handpicked.
And I got to pick the people I wanted because when you travel, like for a national show, like we did for hot dogs, you're like a family. You have three meals a day together. You know, you really know those people. And if there's any sort of, oh, here we go again, it gets hard, but it was fun. And that was a big change for me when I got to finally say, here's the guys I want to work with. So, and I've been very lucky that way.
Well, we've been fortunate to have you here. And for those that don't know, you've done many national shows because of the work you've done here. Rick Seeback tonight at 8 WQED, Lucky to Live in Pittsburgh, Episode 3. Great to see you. Don't be a stranger. Come
Larry,
back.
Thank you so much.
The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news, weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Tonight, Aaron, are you going to be watching Eagles, Cowboys? I'm guessing it's going to be on in your house,
yeah,
regardless.
I definitely think I'll be watching.
Do you watch other games? Usually, no. I'm not always that interested in watching other teams. I don't miss a Steelers game.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I mean, Vinny did the fantasy football thing. So, I think he's watching them all.
Well, that is actually a great point. And there are to David Ballarato's point, there's too much for him on.
Yes.
If you're a fantasy football person, you're looking for individual players.
You're locked in on
defense on a lot of games.
Yes.
You don't necessarily care the outcome.
No, but you're caring about how that specific player is playing or the outcome of the game overall. It's interesting the ways you can go about it.
Yeah, and with the Steelers opening the season on Sunday, I know I'll be locked in 1 o'clock.
Nobody even make a sound.
No fly zone.
Yeah.
They make fun of me because I have a chair, on the away games. Obviously, I'm at the home games.
Right.
But I have a place. I have a ritual that I go through. It's actually a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I love that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.